The Griswold Tigers volleyball season was one season that many will always remember. The Tigers finished 21-11 overall and battled in the Corner Conference with East Mills, Stanton, and Sydney, which are all three teams that were state-ranked at one point this season. Head coach Jody Rizzell was happy that her team took every challenge head-on and competed to the end in every match.
As any season like this is, it's more than just about the things we've accomplished this season. It's something the girls have been working hard towards for several years. And it was fun to see them see the rewards for their hard work. You know, knowing too that our conference is really tough. I think we had three teams ranked at some point in the season. I think there was four teams that, you know, could have had a good chance to go to state this year in our conference. And so it's always good to just compete really well there.
Three seniors aren't graduating this year after a very successful season on the court by all three. Lindsay Kaiser played as a defensive specialist this season, accumulating 127 digs and earned the Tiger Award for Griswold this season. Libero Whitney Paddock broke multiple school records, including the records for digs and digs per set in the season, with 516 digs and averaged 5.73 digs per set. Pennock was also the top server this season for Griswold, with 44 aces and served 94.4%. The final senior is center Carolina Arcia, a player who broke the school record for assists in a season with a total of 770. Arcia is also second of all time in a Tiger career in assists, while being second on the team in blocks at 26 and in aces with 41. While also serving 89%.
Yeah, our three seniors this year, we have Lindsay Kaiser, been a defensive specialist for us the last several years and just a very disciplined, hard worker, positive leader on the court. We'll miss her leadership a lot. Every year we give something we call the Tiger Award, which is just something the team girls individually vote for who they kind of see as the best teammate. And it's probably one of the most valuable awards that we can give. And Lindsay was the one who was honored with receiving that award this year, and she was very deserving of that. Our other two seniors this year were Whitney Pinnock, our libero, obviously did a fantastic job there for us, just was an anchor for us in the back row on defense, and she set a school record for us this year with digs and digs per set in a season, and she's second historically with their career digs for us as well. But we'll miss her. She just really grew a lot this year with the amount of court she could cover and reading opponents' offenses, and just was huge for us in setting up our offense. And then, of course, Caroline Arcia, senior setter for us. And she's just, you know, very competitive, smart, did a great job running our offense, and just especially as we added a lot more complexities to our offense over the last several years. She broke the school record for assists in a season, is second also for her career in assists, but just a really complete player too. I mean, she was third in digs. You know, she's on our leaderboard for her aces in her career, and just a great server, great on defense, and second on blocks for us this year. So they'll obviously all be very missed on the court and off the court, just great leaders for us.
As Griswold will be missing the libero, setter, and defensive specialist for next season, the Tigers will be returning their entire front row. This is where their successful junior varsity team will be looking a bit different next season, as a few will have to step up into a varsity role. They also have a young squad of girls coming up to the high school level next year that will help to take over a few of those roles.
Yeah, I mean, those are definitely key roles and difficult spots to fill. We know that we had a lot of growth this year in our JV squad, and a lot of success with our JV team this year. So I think that will be really crucial, knowing we just have a lot of young girls that are talented and motivated coming up, and I'm excited to see them step up and fill those spots. But also excited to see, you know, basically all of our front row players will be returning, you know, returning three hitters that have averaged over 2.5 kills per set this year. That will be huge for us.
One aspect of Griswold's success was their consistent and aggressive serving game. The Tigers served 92.2% this season, with five girls serving above 90% overall. Coach Rizzell talked about how their success relied on serving tough this season.
Yeah, serving is something we spend a lot of time, we work on in our gym, and really just kind of just our fundamentals from, I just try to establish that early on from elementary and middle school when we work with those girls. And I think that just really pays off when they get to the high school level. But just really trying to find that balance of always serving over 90% is our goal, but serving tough and be able to locate where we serve at. And the girls just take it seriously when we work on every day. And I think that also helps in on our passing game because, you know, our serve receive passers, they're getting trained every day in our gym by our servers, serving tough at them and be able to put serves in tough spots. So that just pays off in both ways.
Coach Rizal knows that as she will be missing her seniors, they will be bringing back a lot of talent. They return their top hitters, Marissa Asklin, Renaya Kirkhoff, and Gabby Griman, who had over 200 kills this season. The blocking game will have to improve for the young back row, and the team will have to be more confident overall while working on the floor.
Yeah, I think especially with returning most of our front row players, I think blocking our defense of the net is an area we would like to focus on and continue to improve on. And I think just getting more confident on that and being adding more tools to our toolbox as far as our hitters go. We have the talent there, and just now that they've had the experience under their belt, I think just taking advantage of that.
Griswold finishes the season ready to go to the next. In the meantime, head coach Jody Rizal is getting ready for softball season. I'm Zach Collins reporting.